This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. Welcome to the show. 833-WAR-TALK is the call-in number. We're not going to be able to take too many calls tonight. It's one of the rare shows. I've not only got my Bill O'Reilly interview from earlier today, but I've also got Sam Landis, who is one of the sponsors of the show. But he's not on as a sponsor. He's on because he's one of the best tax lawyers in America, probably the best a tax expert in America. And today is April 15th. It's tax day. And I wanted to get an expert on to talk about taxes. So we're not here to promote Sam Landis or anything else. We're here to just help you understand taxes and liens and owing money to the IRS. And Sam is the expert at that. So we'll get him on to discuss it with you. So I'm looking to help all of you out there who have any problems with Uncle Sam and the IRS. We also have a poll question tonight. Poll question should have been the Notre Dame Cathedral. Do you think it was deliberately set arson, or do you think it was an accident? I think that should have been the question, but the poll question was decided this morning in the early hours before we knew about this fire. So the poll question involves Tiger Woods, which was the big news over the weekend, before we knew about the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris burning to the ground. And by the way, I'm thrilled that Tiger Woods won his fifth Masters. I'm thrilled he won his 15th major. I'm very excited. You know why? Because America loves a comeback. America is the greatest nation in world history, and we love comebacks. We love people who are down in their luck, and they make it big. What is he, 43 years old? This is amazing. 11 years since his last major. Amazing. Congratulations. And the poll question is, golf legend Tiger Woods won the Masters, first major title in more than a decade. Did you think Woods was ever going to win another major? All you have to do is text the poll word on your cell phone to 95577. Just dial 95577 and text the word poll. And we'll ask you the question, you answer, we'll have the poll results before the end of the show. Before we get to Bill O'Reilly, I want to mention one other thing that got drowned out, as usual. If it happens on a Friday, nobody hears about it. If it happens on a Saturday, a Sunday, it's buried over the weekend. A federal court has temporarily allowed President Trump to send asylum seekers back to Mexico while they wait for the hearings. Trump had said he was going to do that. He sent about 1,300 people back to Mexico to wait. And then a federal judge in that poisonous system of ours, always liberal judges, he announced that Trump couldn't do it anymore, and now he's been overruled, and temporarily Trump is back in business, and he could do it. I think it's huge news, and it was ignored, of course, by the mainstream media, and even conservative media, because of what happened today with the Notre Dame Cathedral. But good news for President Trump, and a rare federal court victory in the 9th District Court. Congratulations to our wonderful president. Send them back to Mexico while they wait. Don't let them wait in the United States. But anyone who is in the United States, send them to San Francisco and Beverly Hills and Malibu and Great Neck and the Upper West Side and all those cities, Georgetown and Washington. Let the liberals step over all the illegals and the homeless people instead of us, the good patriots of America, who didn't want these illegals in the first place. All right. Bill O'Reilly's interview from earlier today, a lot of wisdom from the great one. Wayne Allyn Root with the great Bill O'Reilly. You can always find his wisdom at BillO'Reilly.com as well as his podcasts, BillO'Reilly.com. And we're lucky to have him on our show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Bill, how are you? And I hope you had a great weekend.
Good, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
All right. right, so we start with Nancy Pelosi, who made an appearance on 60 Minutes over the weekend. I wake up every morning thanking God for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They're the greatest gifts to the Republican Party in history. She obviously agrees. She said they have a quorum of five. There's nobody who agrees with them. She acts like in the Democratic Party. I would beg to differ. I just think they're the only ones being honest about what their real agenda is. They all believe in radical things, but they are the only ones who are stupid enough to tell the American people, and it's turning everyone off. What say you?
All right, I think it's a matter of degree here. I think the Democratic Party has moved far left. I would agree with that. I think Nancy Pelosi is a ultra-liberal person who does not believe in accountability at all or self-reliance, wants massive, massive government, and wants the government pretty much run everybody's life in America. So I think that's accurate. What Pelosi fears, and also the Democratic moderate wing, is that Donald Trump will be successful in branding the whole operation a socialist enterprise. And because the media gives Cortez and Omar so much publicity, everything they say is blown up, there is that danger, and Pelosi sees that, sees it. So now he's trying to distance the party from Cortez and Omar.
Let's talk a little bit about Pete, and I can never pronounce his last name, so let's just say the mayor of South Bend, who announced for president over the weekend with a very unique last name, and thinks he's the new, you know, star of the Democratic Party, 37 years old, mayor of a small town, and a mayor who brags he changed streets from one-way to two-way and filled a lot of potholes, thinks he's ready to be president of the United States, commander of the armed forces, and leader of the free world. I think it's absurd. What say you, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, I'd like him to run for governor of New York if he's filling the potholes. I mean, we could use that here. This is chaos. Look, I like people running for president. I'm not an elitist that believes that Joe Biden and the career politicians are the end all. We saw Barack Obama come up from nowhere and win. We saw Donald Trump come from the private sector and win. So why not? What's the downside for Mayor Pete? He's not going to be mayor of South Bend anymore. He's now getting famous. He'll get lecture fees that'll pay him a lot of money. He'll get a book that'll pay him. Yeah. So if he wants to get out there and mix it up, I don't have any beef with that. Is he going to get the nomination? No, he's not. I want to know what happened to Beto. I thought for months I thought Beto and Pete were the same guy. I mean, they have the same haircut. But, you know, it's like, okay, here's Mayor Pete and there's Beto. Yeah, all right, fine. We have almost 18 months to the election. You're going to have people running around saying what they want. None of this bothers me at all. I don't really follow it that closely, Wayne. I got, I think, more important things to analyze. But, you know, if he wants to have fun running around, run for president, fine with me.
All right. So I do want to point out, though, that at least Obama was a United States senator when he ran for president. I realize he never had a single bill with his name on it. And from the moment he became senator, he campaigned for president. He never achieved anything in the Senate. But he was an impressive United States senator.
But wait, I differ with you.
From mayor.
I differ with you. I just think these politicians that get into the Senate and the House of Representatives and they don't do anything, they're useless. I'd rather have Mayor Pete if he fixed the potholes and did something, you know, if he's a problem solver. You know, I'd rather have him than these pinheads who sit up there and, we're going to do this, and they don't do anything. All right? So give me some energy, give me some creativity, and I'll consider you. I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed, Wayne, by the people sitting in the Senate. I'm sorry. They don't impress me.
All right.
I got Kirsten Gillibrand here in New York. Kirsten Gillibrand. Has she done bupkis for this state? No.
Nothing.
I'd rather vote for Barney the dinosaur than Kirsten Gillibrand.
Don't forget you have Cory Booker right next door in New Jersey.
Well, look, Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark. You know, he didn't really do much in Newark. And then, you know, they elected him senator. What did he do? What has he done? Tell me one thing he's done.
Nothing.
So again, nothing. I'm getting Barney. I'll write in Barney's name. I'm tired of these people. Oh, I'm a senator. You don't do jack. There you go.
All right. We heard it strong from Bill. Border battle. President Trump is going to release illegal aliens in sanctuary cities, or at least that's the threat. And I'll brag a little. I've been talking about this for 6 months on my Newsmax show, that I was involved in school busing in New York, Mount Vernon, New York. They ruined the city. Democrats wanted school busing. And then they sent their kids to private schools. And I got wound up in a all-black, roughneck, inner-city high school, got beat up a few times and almost died a couple times, was almost murdered. School busing ruined Mount Vernon, New York, and its public schools. And so I thought 6 months ago, why can't we play that game too? If you like illegals so much, let's bus them to your districts and your schools and Nancy Pelosi's house and let them climb her walls around her mansion. And I hope President Trump heard me loud and clear. Now he's come out and said he'd like to do that. What is your thought? I assume you'll probably tell me, great idea, but can never actually be done. What do you think?
Great idea, but can never actually be done, Wayne. Oh, where did I hear that?
I figured.
What you have to understand on this story, what's important on this story, and I get into this pretty heavy tonight on BillO'Reilly.com, is that Donald Trump is in perpetual campaign mode. That's what you have to understand. That every day of
which is good.
He does. He governs. But he also has an eye on, I'm campaigning. I want to be reelected. So this is a big issue for his crew, Trump's crew. They don't like sanctuary cities. Punish sanctuary cities. So, okay, I may send these people to San Francisco. Let's hear them howl. And they are. They're all howling. Oh, you can't do that. But if you did that, then you would guarantee that everybody you bus to San Francisco or Seattle or L.A. or New York City, every one of those people would remain in the United States for them.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
When you're looking for quality auto parts, shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. With thousands of parts and accessories in stock and online, you're sure to find what you need with quick in-store delivery for those hard-to-find parts and accessories. Shop your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Newsmax TV. This segment sponsored by Sam Landis, the Landis Tax Group. Guess what? He's going to be my guest in the next segment. I should have flipped these sponsorships, and we should have mentioned Sam as we were coming into Sam Landis, but that's okay. I went ahead and mentioned him, and so I'll go ahead and tell you that he represented me twice when Obama tried to destroy my life. I'm almost certain Valerie Jarrett called up the IRS and said, destroy Wayne Root. A U.S. senator was involved, a Democrat, United States senator from Oregon. They're terrible people. Sam Landis handled my case. He was a fan of mine to begin with, so he handled it for almost nothing. What a great job he did. He beat the IRS, and then a few days later, we got a notice I was being audited again, and he took the case again and beat him again. He beat the pants off him because he's the best damn tax lawyer in the United States of America. And now he could be your tax lawyer. He's coming up as a guest. You've never heard him on this show before, I don't believe. And he'll talk to you about today, tax day, and what you need to do to be prepared moving forward. If the IRS audits you and if you owe money, you start with a free consultation with Sam Landis. And then it goes from there where he charges you only $190 a month. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. Easy to remember phone number. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or go to WeHelpYou.com. Thank you, Sam Landis. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. I can't stand liberals, and I can't stand that many of them are communists. And obviously, I don't think Republicans are communists. I just think they're bought off by corporate interests. The ones who hate Trump, I just don't understand them. They're rhinos. And I'm going to now diss a fellow conservative talk show host on this show, Ben Shapiro. You should be ashamed of yourself. He's always been never Trumper. He's always hated Trump. Then once in a while he says something nice about Trump because he can't help himself because Trump does so many great things. Sometimes even the never Trumpers have to admit, good job, President Trump. But then they go right back to bashing Trump. So today Trump put out a tweet. Trump tweeted out, "So horrible to watch the massive fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly." What's wrong with that? Nothing. Why didn't they have flying water tankers? In the United States, we have flying water tankers. That's when we put out all these terrible forest fires. They'd never be out if we didn't have flying water tankers. So he mentioned that. Well, it's a Ben Shapiro, who's Mr. Fancy Pants Intellectual. I went to an Ivy League school, Columbia University. My daughter went to Harvard. She was homeschooled. I think I'm as intellectual as you, but I'm smart enough to realize my show is passionate. My show's compelling because I'm passionate and emotional, not IQ. IQ doesn't work. The average person doesn't want to hear Harvard talk. Ben Shapiro's too intellectual. He couldn't get elected dog catcher anywhere in the United States. But guys like Donald Trump and I speak to the people. I'm a son of a butcher, and I speak to the butchers and bakers and candlestick makers, something Ben Shapiro doesn't know how to do. So Ben Shapiro sees Trump's tweet, and he tweets out a quote that he says Donald Trump said. He's making fun of Trump. He says, "Why doesn't the football team put it out? President Donald J. Trump." And you know what he meant? I'm going to read into what he meant. He meant that Trump is so stupid that he thinks Notre Dame is not the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's Notre Dame University, and the football team should put it out because obviously saying that water tankers should put it out is a stupid thing to say. Well, you know what? It's common sense, and that's how me and working class people think. Common sense. Trump's comments are always common sense, and his policies are common sense, and that's why he's a billionaire. And you, Ben Shapiro, should be ashamed of yourself because your comments are stupid. You're not intellectual. You're stupid. You're so smart. You're stupid because you're killing yourself because no Trump voter is ever going to listen to you. Who wants to hear Ben Shapiro attack the President of the United States, who's the greatest modern president? Another quote that was out there this weekend on Twitter was Cher. Cher finally said something I agree with. Trump and I, I'm telling you, are brothers from another mother. We must have a shared relative somewhere because we're the same person. We always tweet the same things within minutes of each other. I tweeted out, first time I've ever agreed with Cher in my life. Good job, Cher. We agree. We're on the same team. And then Trump said that almost the same tweet. What did Cher say? "I understand helping struggling immigrants, but my city, Los Angeles, isn't taking care of its own. What about the 50,000 citizens who live on the streets? People live below the poverty line and hungry. If my state can't take care of its own, many of them vets, how could it take care of more?" What do you know? The first smart, common sense thing ever said by Cher in a tweet. Ever. Ever. When we get back, I want to mention the 5-year-old kid who's fighting for his life, who got dropped off the third level of the mall in America by a madman, a mentally ill madman who's probably a Somali from that district. Look, all I'm going to say is, when I get back, I've got a rant, and you're going to want to hear it. Because I want to know how Ilhan Omar feels about one of her constituents dropping a nice boy off the third floor of the Mall of America. Got anything to say, Ilhan? We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral.
Notre Dame is burning. Fire erupted on the roof, which eventually brought down the spire atop the cathedral. Hundreds of people in Paris are watching in shock as the firemen battle the blaze. On Thursday morning, the Justice Department is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the release means people will be able to make up their own minds about Attorney General William Barr's short summary of the report, which he put out shortly after getting it from Mueller.
His review of the facts and his decision was that it didn't. However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
President Trump tweeted again, questioning the origins of the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Wayne Allen Roots. War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. This segment of the show sponsored by Cenogenics. They've done such a great job that when I, Wayne Root, tune into my own show, because I TiVo all these shows on DirecTV and then I watch them later, and I tune into my own show and I go, I don't even recognize that guy, because I look so much better and so much younger than I did a year and a half ago on this show. It's like, oh my gosh, are there two Wayne Roots? Did they clone me? And they found a younger one? They made Wayne Root great again. Thank you, Cenogenics. So give them a call, because they can do the same thing for you. You want to find out about it. It's totally free. The phone call's free, and then there's a no-obligation consultation that's free. So it doesn't cost you a thing. No risk. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older, or go to Cenogenics.com. They are fantastic. Trump makes America great again. They're making Americans great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cenogenics. All right, another one of the sponsors of this show is my guest now. His name is Sam Landis. You hear me talking about him all the time. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, right? Sam Landis is the tax lawyer. I was calling the best damn tax lawyer in the United States of America. It was a miracle that I found him. I thank God every day that I found him. When I was in trouble and the Obama IRS is coming after me, one of my friends in Vegas was a poker player. And he said, oh, my God, all the top poker players, the guys who make millions a year, and they all get audited by the IRS, they all use the same guy, Sam Landis, and he wins for them. This guy's amazing. So I interviewed a bunch of top lawyers, and Sam was one of them. I figured I'd try him out, and the interview, we clicked. And he was a fan of mine from my old sports handicapping, sports gambling days. So I used Sam, and he really saved my life. And I walked away from two giant IRS audits where they were trying to wipe me off the face of the earth and destroy me, and I walked away unscathed, didn't owe a penny. And I will forever be grateful to Mr. Sam Landis. So without further ado, it's tax day, April 15th. I brought him on the show because I figured all of you want to hear what to do in case you get audited and what to do today to do it right on tax day. So, Sam Landis, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right. So what could people do if they can't afford to pay their taxes? That's the first simplest question. Today's tax day. They owe money. They can't afford to pay their taxes. What do they do, Sam Landis?
Yeah, the biggest issue with taxes in this country, I think bigger than audits, is actually collection. And if you can't afford to pay your taxes, you can go on a payment plan or you can propose a settlement. Those are the two big paths to resolution. There's an installment arrangement or a proposed settlement to the IRS, depending on how big the taxes are.
But no matter what happens, people need to file, right? There's no way you can get around that. If you don't file, then it becomes criminal, right? And then there's massive penalties as well, correct?
Yeah, if you don't file your returns, there's penalties for not filing your returns. If it's a big enough issue or a serious enough issue, it could go criminal. I always advise people to file their tax returns. If they can't pay them, they can't pay them. We just deal with that issue down the road. But file on time if you can. And if you can make an estimated tax payment moving forward this year in 2019, that's great. If you can't afford your 2018 taxes, we'll deal with it down the road. But file your returns on time if you can. Pay even a modest amount if that's all you got. Try to show that you're trying to do the right thing. That goes a long way with the IRS.
Right. And if you do try and do the right thing and you do a payment plan, they really do leave you alone and you get paid off over a certain amount of years, correct?
That's true, yeah. There's all different kinds of payment plans that they can offer you. And a lot of the people at the IRS, there's a lot of really good people over there that are going to work with you and trying to help you work it out as well.
Because they want to get paid. So it's in their interest to get paid. So they got to be nice to you because they got to get paid. But what about, you hear the horror story, Sam, that the IRS comes and seizes bank accounts or seizes businesses or seizes homes or whatever it is they seize. We've all heard those stories. Those things do happen, but are they few and far between, or are they actually, as prevalent as we tend to hear? Are they trying to scare you and they're not really that prevalent? What's the story with that?
No, they are prevalent, and they're happening with greater frequency now. Now that real estate prices have gone up and the recession is over and people are earning money again, the IRS is taking more aggressive collection action against real estate, also against bank accounts, sources of income, wages. Yeah, the IRS is definitely much more aggressive now than they were even a couple of years ago.
And you just told me something in the break that should scare the bejesus out of everybody listening. You said that audits have been down for the last couple of years under Trump, but they just hired a whole bunch of new auditors, and so things are going to get a lot worse from this point forward, correct?
Yeah, the IRS is staffing up both on the collection side and on the audit side. So there's more auditors out there trying to collect money that is owed, and there's more collectors out there trying to collect money that's owed, and there's more auditors out there that are going to start auditing more companies and more individuals, for sure.
So if you owe back taxes, what's your final advice, Sam? What's a person got to do?
Yeah, if you owe back taxes, make sure you file your returns. Make sure you try to stay current moving forward with estimated tax payments. And then you can either go to the IRS and work out a payment plan or a settlement like an offer and compromise. That's a very effective way to solve your IRS problem. And there's a lot of people doing it, and it's a very popular program to solve a tax problem.
All right, and with all these new auditors being hired, if people watching right now wind up getting audited for this tax year, meaning you're filing now for 2018 and then going back 17 and 16, if someone audits you, what's the next step a person has to do?
Well, you got to put together your records as carefully as possible, because the IRS loves paper. They love documentation. That's how an audit works. Can you prove that you had this expense? If you can't prove it, well, then you can come up with maybe collateral information that you had the expense. But you want to have as good records as possible, and then fill in the holes with whatever collateral information is out there. Like if you're a truck driver, they know you spend money on gas, even if you don't have your gas receipt.
Well, and let me ask you a question. Now I'm going to get back to a little selfish question for your behalf, because you've been a wonderful sponsor of my show for 3 years now. You started with my local radio show. You graduated to my national radio show. Then you came on my national TV show as a sponsor. And I want to thank you for believing in me and for believing in my listeners and my viewers and helping this show and being a friend of the Wayne Allyn Root Show and also of this actual TV network, Newsmax TV. We want to thank you. But if a person needs help, why should they come to you, Sam Landis? I talk every day about the Sam Landis program, where you charge $190 a month and you solve most problems in 3 to 6 months, and people have never heard of that. How could a lawyer afford to do it that inexpensively? What's the story?
Well, on large cases, you know, those take a lot of work and there's a lot of heavy lifting on large and serious cases. However, the mass amount of tax problems out there are tax problems that are under $50,000 of tax liability, and there's very efficient ways that we can offer our services so that people who can't normally offer, you know, expensive law firms still get fair and honest representation. There's a lot of firms and companies out there that are run by salesmen that are gonna be dishonest about what amount of work is involved to solve a problem. Solve a tax problem under $50,000 is not that complicated. Doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting, and we can get it done very efficiently. We've set up the systems to do so in our office just so we can service that segment of society.
All right. Look, he took great care of me. There's no better testimonial than what he did for me twice. Saved me from not the IRS. The entire U.S. government was after me under the Obama administration. They wanted to eliminate the biggest critic and thorn in the side of Obama, who made, you know, I was making appearances every week on Fox News and ripping Obama to shreds, and suddenly I became the number one target of the IRS. And who saved me? Sam Landis. And I will be forever grateful. Thank you, Sam. The phone number, if you want to contact him, is 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, or you go to the website, we help you with the letter U.com, and I appreciate everything you do for my viewers. I get nothing but great feedback for all you're doing for my fans. So thank you, Sam Landis. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks for coming on Tax Day, April 15th. Good man. All right, with the time I have left, hey, Chris, how much time we have left in this segment? All right, good. Because it brings up this 5-year-old child who's fighting for his life after 24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda threw him from the third floor of the Mall of America. Now, all of you know, I'm not casting any aspersions on this show. I don't care about race. I don't care if you're white or black. What I care about is unfairness. Okay? Black lives do matter. The question here is, does a white life matter? Do white lives matter? This 5-year-old boy is white. This guy who threw him off the roof is black. I'm guessing, I'm not telling you for a fact, but there's a good chance at the Mall of America, Minneapolis, he is a Somali immigrant. And I'd like to know, I'd like to ask the police of Minneapolis, is he an immigrant? Is he legally in the United States? And is he Somali? And if he is Somali and he threw a white child off the third floor of the Mall of America, my question is, what does Ilhan Omar think about this? She hasn't said a peep. What would she have said if a white crazy man threw a precious, wonderful five-year-old black child off the top of the third story of the Mall of America to his death below, or to break every bone in his entire body, crush his body, paralyze him for life, mentally destroy him? What would she say if that happened? What would Black Lives Matter say if it happened? I believe that there'd be mass... I believe people would be screaming in Congress about a new law, how it's a hate crime, and white people are the most horrible people in the world. Just like when Jussie Smollett was attacked on the streets of Chicago by two black guys who were his friends, and he made believe they were white and wearing red Trump hats. What did Cory Booker, what did Kamala Harris, what did every liberal on the floor of the United States Senate do? They put out hate crime bills talking about how there's racism all over America, and people are looking to lynch black people in America. Well, it was a hate crime, all right? It was a black guy committing a hate crime trying to make you believe white people are bad. That's hate. And I want to know what Ilhan Omar has to say about her constituent. This is her constituent. In her district, in her city, in her state, he's black. I think he's Somali. I'm guessing he's Somali. I've heard he's Somali. I don't know that to be a fact. And he threw this precious little boy off the third floor who may never recover, or we may find out he dies in the next few days, or even if he lives, crippled for life. Why do we not see fair treatment? Why is this not the biggest news story in America? Why is nobody talking about it? Was it on the evening news? I don't think so. Is there anybody who thinks that this matters? Was it racism? It certainly was a hate crime. Why did he pick a white child to throw off the roof? Aren't these fair questions? Ilhan, what do you say? Kind of quiet from your end. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, one of my viewers sent me the following. The man charged with throwing a five-year-old boy off the third-floor balcony at the Mall of America told police he was angry at being rejected by women at the Minnesota Mall and was looking for someone to kill when he went there last week. Emmanuel Aranda of Minneapolis. So, again, it doesn't tell me, is he an immigrant? Is he Somalian? Is he American? I have no idea. All I could tell you is he's a murderer, he's mentally ill, and my question for Ilhan Omar, it's her district, is it not? This is where she comes from. Why no comment? And is it a hate crime? Is it racism? Of course it is. Of course it is. Do white lives matter? Yeah, black lives matter. I absolutely believe black lives matter. Every black life is precious, and every white life is precious. And I want to know if the same response would have been achieved if it had been a white guy who threw a poor, innocent, nice, precious black boy off the wall. Or girl. Doesn't have to be a boy. Could have been a girl. Doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. 5 years old, precious little child thrown off the third floor balcony. And it's interesting that it would have been the biggest news story in America if it had been a Christian throwing a Muslim off the top. If it had been a white guy throwing a black kid off the top, would have been the biggest news story in America, and Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would have screamed, and it would have been Black Lives Matter protests across America, and by the way, probably justified. Wayne Root is saying justified. That would have been terrible, and they would have called it a hate crime, and they would have been right, and they would have said racism, and they would have been right. But that isn't what happened. So when the reverse happens, why aren't there nationwide protests? Why isn't there rioting? Why isn't there someone saying that this kid's life matters? Why isn't anyone mentioning it's a hate crime? Why isn't anyone mentioning racism? Why isn't Ilhan Omar saying something? Because you could be darn sure she would have said something if some crazy person had thrown a nice kid, wonderful, precious kid off that third floor, and that kid had been one of her constituents, and he'd been black or Muslim or Somalian. She would have absolutely turned that into the biggest issue in America. And instead, nobody's saying a word. Wayne Root saying something. It's terrible. It goes both ways. That's all I'm saying. It goes both ways. All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility. 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They sell discount gold, silver, and precious metals. Discount, that's a key word, because everyone needs gold and silver. We live in a world filled with crisis, chaos, collapse, recession, wars, terrorism, debt crisis, spiraling out of control everywhere in the world, including right here in America. As much as I love Trump, and I think he's the greatest modern president, having said all that, just like Reagan was one of the greatest presidents ever, but the debt still spiraled out of control and the deficit under Reagan. It's doing that under Trump, too, because nobody's ever going to cut spending. Nobody. Don't blame it on the president. Nobody in Congress is ever going to allow a spending cut ever. So if you're going to buy gold and silver, it's wealth insurance against debt crisis, then you got to buy it at a discount. And you got to buy from a company with credibility and integrity and a friend of the show, and that's Tangible Investments. Call them at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. They've been around 35 years. Their CEO has been quoted in Fortune and the Wall Street Journal and CNBC. Protect your assets now and buy from a company that is got golden credibility. 800-780-9000, Tangible Investments. All right, so Cory Booker, not Wayne Root. Cory Booker says releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make us less safe. Isn't that what I believe? Isn't that what all of Trump's voters believe? How come he's allowed to say it and he's not a racist? Of course releasing migrants in sanctuary cities would make it less safe. Then we should have a wall. We shouldn't have an asylum law. We shouldn't let people into the country. If it makes it less safe in your sanctuary cities, it would make it less safe in every city in all of America. You're ruining the country. I don't want to be less safe. Do you want to be less safe? I don't want them in the country anymore. Build a wall, have a door in the wall, as Trump said, and bring in the good people who want to come in legally that won't accept welfare and won't commit crimes and leave the rest of them out. It's called extreme vetting. Meanwhile, top Trump economist Kevin Hazett, who is the chairman of his economic team, Kevin Hazett was on Fox Business today discussing the booming Trump economy. And he says it continues to be the most ignored national news story. Disposable income went up $2,300 per individual in 2018. He expects 3% growth for the next 5 years. $2,300 per individual. So if a family has a working mom and a working dad, that's $4,600 positive to the green instead of the, you know, instead of the red in 2018. That's amazing. Thank you, President Trump. Why is nobody saying this? Why is no one screaming it from the highest rooftops, the highest mountains? And he expects 3% growth for the next 5 years. We had 8 years of 1%, barely above 1% growth with Barack Obama. So you're talking about triple the growth. Do you know what joy that brings to people's lives? You know how positive that is? You know how different your life is with Trump versus Obama? And liberals, they're blind, they're deaf, they're dumb, they won't admit it's happening. Lowest black unemployment ever, lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. If Trump's a racist, he's the worst racist that ever lived. He's worse at it than anyone who's ever tried to be a racist because he's improving the lives of everyone, Muslims, blacks, Hispanics, gays. Everyone's better under President Trump because a rising tide lifts all boats. Thank you, President Trump. Congratulations. And that's why all those migrants and refugees and illegals are coming here. They all want the piece of the American pie, man, because Trump's made us great again. God bless America. Build the wall. See you tomorrow. God bless you.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.